After 2 years, one day Suzanne says, I want you to go out to lunch with me and someone. So I met them for lunch. It was Suzanne and Joyce Gideon at Inc. And she and Joyce have been talking. These are two women who are just tired of the whole macho thing. We want to start our own agency, but we recognize we need a male figure. We want to start Wallace Gideon Wallace, and we want you to be one of the Wallaces. I said, well, that's interesting. Now, remember what I've got going for me. They said, the deal is we can't take salaries for at least 6 months, and you're going to have to give up those memberships. I said, well, let me think about this. And they really put the pressure on me, and I did it. We formed Wallace Gideon Wallace. I stuck with them for at least a year, and it really got going. I left after a little while and went full-time back to writing. By this time, it's 86 or so, 87. I'm gone. Years later, Suzanne Bodog Joyce had just became the Wallace Group, which she ran until not too many years ago, 22 years. And then she closed that. So I'm home. We're living on Rockford Road across from Philbrook. I bought a house from Ronnie Dunn in the room where he wrote music. I started writing books, and the first book I wrote was Oil Man. It came out in 1988 from Doubleday. I didn't even have an agent at the time, and it launched my book career.
What made you want to start writing books?
Okay, again, sorry I keep going back to Hemingway, but I always remembered Hemingway said, if you want to write, you've got to know when to leave journalism behind and go into books. Over the years, I had written a lot. As a special correspondent, as a staff writer, as a freelancer. I was very successful as a freelancer, writing for a lot of magazines. I kept going. But I was ready to write something more substantial. And I thought about what Hemingway said, and it was time for me to write a book. So I was here, and I was looking around. My brother-in-law, James Fitzgerald, one of Suzanne's three brothers, I'd known him since he was in college. Back in Columbia, he spent a summer with Suzanne from his college in Colorado. He went to college with Dewey Bartlett, as a matter of fact, at Regis. Jimmy was working in publishing in New York. He'd worked for the New York Times Publishing, and he was a senior editor now at Doubleday. He was out visiting with his daughters. It was Christmas, and we had family here. Typically, I would rent a van, and we'd go on little trips. One morning, I took them to Willow Rock. They all flipped over it. We drove around Bartlesville, and we were back down here, and we were at a little park having coffees and cookies or something. It was a bright winter day. Jim said, I know you're looking to do a book. I don't think there's any book on these Phillips boys. He said, I think this is a tremendous story. I said, really? I said, well, I've thought about that. He said, well, write a proposal and send it to Doubleday. Send it to Bill Berry, the publisher of Doubleday. I said, well, I don't have an agent. He said, that's okay. That'll come. Jim goes back to New York after the holidays. He's back in the Doubleday office. Bill Berry, the second in command of this whole huge firm, this great Irishman, walks into Jim's office and says, Jim, here's this package. I meant to give this before the holidays. We got this from a man named John Phillips out in Arizona. He's the grandson of Frank Phillips, the fellow who started Phillips Petroleum in Oklahoma. This is tremendous. He has some diaries from his grandmother in here, and look at these photos and all this information. We think this could be a great biography. And he said, but we need a writer. See, I'm half Irish. Jim was floored. So he told me what to do. He said, call John Phillips, talk to him, show him some of your writing. We did that. He loved me. I wrote a great proposal, sent it in Doubleday, said they'll publish it. They assigned Jimmy as my editor. And I wrote Oil Man. It's still one of Suzanne's favorite books, but it's the book that launched my book writing career. And it did very well for Doubleday. And then went into a trade paperback edition with St. Martin's. So after that, after I toured that book and did publicity, then I got an agent. My first agent was Carol Mann. She was my agent for some years. As often happens, I moved to another agent. And then finally, some years ago, Jim Fitzgerald, who ended up St. Martin's and ended up with 28 years as an editor, decided to become an agent. So I left the agent I was with, Michael Carlisle, and I went to Jim Fitzgerald, which has been an interesting relationship, working with your brother-in-law. It sometimes can get contentious, We sometimes are like two big bull seals fighting on the rocks, but basically we've done very well together. And that was my first book, and this spring my 15th and 16th books are coming out.
The official title was Oil Man, The Story of Frank Phillips and the Birth of Phillips Petroleum.
Yeah.
And then you've gone on to write The Real Wild West, The 101 Ranch, and The Creation of the American West.
Right.
Pretty Boy, The Life and Times of Charles Arthur Floyd. That's Pretty Boy Floyd. You went on to Man Killer, A Chief and Her People, and Way Down Yonder in the Indian Nation. I would encourage those who are listening to this that you check out all his books, including Billy the Kid, The Endless Ride.
And, of course, my second book, which is still very much in print, Route 66, The Mother Road.